on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Hey, it's Friday afternoon. We're minutes away from the cocktail hour. And, hey, how about, you know, if you're stuck in traffic, here's the dulcet tones of Josh Groban, who's actually standing by. Let's have a little sample. I'll remind you of who this guy is.
His name I want to know. The way he looks and where you go. I need to see his face.
I'd like to let that go, but you can't keep a guy waiting on the phone, can you? Hi, Josh Groban. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm terrific. You're in Toronto for a couple of days, right?
I am. I'm here today and tomorrow.
Okay, now, I keep getting emails from young women who want to meet you. Are they going to be able to do that?
They are going to be able to do that. Yes, tomorrow I'm doing a signing. A big signing, actually, at Sherway Gardens.
Okay.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. I think I hope a lot of people show up, and it's so exciting to be back in Toronto and to be here with new music, finally.
Now, how do we describe, because I've read all these articles where they agonize over what you are, because you're not an operatic tenor, and you're not a pop tenor, so how do you describe what you do?
Well, I think of it as pop music with many different influences, classical being one of them, but I think it would be too vague to just put it in the classical section or just put it in the pop category. I think it's a little bit of a mixture, but I think my influences and my training is a little bit of a mixture too. So I think to only do one thing would be to be untruthful to myself. And so I'm making music that is stuff that I'm passionate about, and I'm so thrilled that people are so open to listening to different genres and different languages and just enjoying it to feel.
Now, I've always wondered, certainly when it does come to opera singing and to some of the songs you sing on this new album in another language, how do you master a language that you don't necessarily speak?
Mm-hmm. It's difficult, except for the fact that it's easy if you get a translation, and I, of course, learn everything that I'm singing and learn everything word by word. If you think of the language as another part of the music, it is another part of telling the story, whether you understand it or not necessarily. Sometimes it doesn't matter. I mean, for the audience, sometimes it's great to run into, you know, a young kid in Canada or in the States and they don't have any idea what it means, but they want to find out, and that's a great thing for me. Or to be able to go to another country, for instance, be able to speak in another language and they get it. That's a great thing. I think that to translate it back to English just because it's my first language would have been silly. And I think the Romance languages are so musical that it becomes an interesting challenge and a fun one, and definitely a very, very strong part of the music.
Okay, now the new album came out last Tuesday, was it, or this Tuesday?
This Tuesday.
It's already moved something like 160,000 copies?
Well, more than that now. We sold 116,000 in the first day, so I think it's going very well in the States.
You must be a little giddy. I mean, you're beating out Justin Guarini, for heaven's sake.
Which is, God, I've been staying awake nights hoping I would. You know, it's I'm very, very excited. It's so nice to come out with something new and come out with something that I think is even more vulnerable and does show people a different side, I think, and see people still really appreciating it.
Now, from what I understand, you're about to go to France to sing with the great master himself.
Luciano Pavarotti.
Yes.
I'm not actually singing with him. He's going to be on the show, and I very much look forward to meeting him. He is the master. He's the man, and I think singers, whether they're rock, pop, classical, doesn't matter. He is the epitome of great technique and great singing, and so he's definitely an inspiration. And it'll be a lot of fun to be on the same show. I'm really honored.
We're talking with Josh Groban, and Josh, I've known about this for ages, but you can say the magic words. The date of your concert in Toronto is in February.
It is in February.
It's on the 19th?
It is the 19th of February. That's correct.
Excellent.
Toronto at the Air Canada Centre, and I hope to see everybody there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm in the planning stages of the tour right now, and getting the set design and the lights, and it's going to be so great to get this music on stage and provide, you know, a whole experience rather than just a recital. I don't think that this is music that needs to just be a microphone and orchestra. I think it'd be great to make it theatrical and subtle yet vibrant.
Okay, and I need a real quick answer on this one, and it's probably not easy, but I asked the same question to Julio Iglesias. The girls love you. So what's the formula? What is so special about Josh Groban?
The secret is not a thing. No, I don't know. Singing always, being in music always helps, I think. I mean, whether you're a drummer or a singer, I think it's always nice when you can sing to somebody, and that usually seems to win them over. But, I don't know. I'm terrible at talking about myself, so I would ask them that question because I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, we'll do an open line on it next week. John,
great.
Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much.